With that, I would like to introduce the next presentation of Jean-Dominique Frazinou, and he will talk about a piece of software that was lingering in some server in Eurocontrol, in which he, as a software provider to this industry, was interested in reusing.
Good morning, my name is Jean-Dominique Frazinou, and this is a presentation concerning the SHIPS program as an open source software. So this is a summary. The first chapter is the introduction. Second chapter describes the objective of open source software. The third chapter describes the SHIPS as an open source software, just to explain the reason why we choose the SHIPS as an open source software. The next chapter gives an overall presentation of the SHIPS program, just to give an idea of this program. So the next chapter describes some extension and some improvements that we can include in this program. And the final chapter is the conclusion. So this is the introduction, just to give the objective of this presentation. So the first step is to explain objective with open source software. Second step is to present SHIPS as an open source software. The third step is to give an overall description of SHIPS software. And the last step is to explain advantage of open source software distribution. This is the final conclusion. So this chapter gives the objective of open source software. So the first step is to distribute a set of ATM tools on an internet website. So all these ATM tools will be free of charge. And so this is a good opportunity to show expertise in ATM software and ATM system. When a person wants to download this program on an internet website, he will have to fill up a form. And in this form, he has to indicate his name, his company, telephone number, email, and the most important point, the purpose of the download. So with all this information, it's very easy to be in contact with the ATM organization and ATM company, and to know which kind of activities they are developing. So the next steps are not necessarily free of charge. This is the same policy than the Linux Radar company. So if you take a look at the website of the Linux Radar company, you will see that you have the possibility to download the operating system. That means the Red Hat Enterprise free, or Red Hat Enterprise 4, or Red Hat 9. But the Red Hat company proposes you assistance and upgrade. And these activities are not free of charge. So after getting some information from these ATM organizations, it's possible to propose assistance and upgrade, or to organize a technical demonstration in order to show ATM expertise, and to propose some other development or some other expansion. This chapter explains why you're choosing SHIPS as an open source software. And the SHIPS program was developed in Eurocontrol Brittany 6 years ago. So the first reason is that this is a small project, only 10,000, 20,000 C++ lines. So now this is the first experience, one of the first experience to distribute an open source software. So it's better to select a small project instead of selecting a big project. Second reason, this program is not currently used in Eurocontrol Brittany, so there is no interference with another project. The next reason is it's very easy to install and to run this program on a portable. If you buy a computer in a supermarket, the price will be 1,000 euros, and it's enough to install and to run this program. So another reason, the SHIPS program runs with the Linux Red Hat operating system. And the Red Hat operating system is an open source software as well. So some other reasons, it's possible to add some improvement or some other extension in this program. For instance, it's possible to connect this program to radar station or ADS source. The current version of the SHIPS program runs with a data file, but it's more interesting in connecting this program to radar station or tracker, ARTAS, for example, or ADS source. So now this chapter describes SHIPS as an open source software. The first step is to get an open source license. This procedure is currently underway in Eurocontrol Brittany. So the second step is to put the executable file and the code source on the internet website with the basic documentation. So if somebody wants to download this file, he has to fill up a form. With this information, it will be very easy to be in contact with ATM organization and ATM company. And so the second step is to propose a technical presentation of the SHIFT software. For instance, to show ATM expertise or to propose some other activity. So the third step is not necessary free of charge. The next step is to propose support and maintenance, to provide detailed documentation, to propose software upgrade, or to propose a new improvement. So here, this is an overall presentation of the SHIFT program, just to give an idea of this program. So the SHIFT program server is a tool that provides assistance to the controller to enable resolution of conflict between aircraft. So the controller examines an air situation using the route window, altitude window, or speed window, and every time the SHIFT program displays the no-go zone. The no-go zone, this is some area where the probability of conflict is very high. So the controller has the possibility to select one trajectory and to evaluate the modification of this trajectory. And during this modification, the SHIFT program calculates the new no-go zone in order to indicate the area where the probability of conflict is very high. After evaluation of this modification, the controller has the possibility to confirm this modification, and the SHIFT program displays the new configuration. Here, this is just a display to explain the no-go zone. So the no-go zone, this is an area where the probability of conflict is very high. So the subject trajectory, this is the aircraft that the controller wants to analyze. The manipulation cone corresponds to all the possible trajectory of the subject aircraft. The environmental tube corresponds to the trajectory of another aircraft with the uncertainty around this trajectory. And so the no-go zone, this is the intersection between the manipulation cone and the environmental tube. So here, this is just a display to have an idea of the main window. This is the conflict window. So here, you can see all the aircraft that the controller wants to analyze. He has the possibility to select one trajectory. Here, the controller selects the flight SCS 274. Okay. Here, we have the information provided by the flight plan, or this information can be provided by the trajectory predictor. And so the controller has the possibility to analyze one trajectory and to select one trajectory. So here this is an overview of the route window. Here this is the current position of the aircraft. Here the controller selects the trajectory SCS 274. Here this is some information concerning the flight. The flight level is 290. The heading is 55. And the SHIFT program displays the no-go zone here. That means this is an area where the probability of conflict is high in the horizontal plane. Same remark concerning the altitude window or the speed window. Here we have the current position of the aircraft. The green light is the information provided by a flight plan. And the SHIFT program displays the altitude no-go zone here or the speed no-go zone. So the controller has the possibility to modify the trajectory and he can check that there is no intersection with the speed no-go zone or an altitude no-go zone. So here this is the risk window. The red dot corresponds to the probability of conflict with the high probability and the yellow dot corresponds to the conflict with the medium probability. Here this is a display just to explain the altitude window. Here we have the current position of the subject aircraft. For the two lines here, this is the performance limit of the aircraft. So this information are provided by the project BADA. This information are available on the Eurocontrol website, so you can download this information. It's free. I don't know if it's an open source, but
it's data and not code. But it is free, but you have to register, so we just need to know who downloads it.
So the SHIFT program displays the altitude no-go zone, and the controller has the possibility to check that there is no intersection with the altitude no-go zone. So same remark concerning the speed window. We have the joint position of the subject aircraft and the controller has the possibility to decrease or to increase the speed and to check that there is no intersection with the speed no-go zone. So this is some extension or some improvements that we can include in this software. So the current version of the SHIS program runs with a data file, but it's possible to connect this program with to a radar station or ADS source, or to tracker, for instance ARTAS, or to flag plan provider. So the flag plan are available from your control Maastricht. The format of the message is asterisk category 80. So radar station, the format is asterisk category 1 or 2 if it's SSR radar or combined radar. If it's a modest radar, the format is category 48. ADS source is category 21. So it's possible to add an interface between this program and the radar station or the tracker. And this interface decodes the asterisk message, and this interface will send the information to the SHIS program. Another improvement is to modify the current display, for instance, to add a three-dimensional display. Another extension is to compare the final result of the SHIS program to the ACAS information. So ACAS information are provided by the MODES radar. This is some item in the asterisk category 48. So another possibility is to compare the final results of the SHIS program to other conflict probes. So here, this is the final conclusion. So open source software are more interesting than shareware or freeware, because freeware, every time you cannot get the code source. So the user has the possibility to evaluate this software and the code source, and there is no delay to perform this evaluation. So if somebody wants to download the program, he has to fill up a form and to give some information about their current activity. So it's a good opportunity to be in contact with HEM organization or HEM company to show HEM expertise and to propose some other technical activity or to organize some technical demonstration. So that's the reason why it's interesting in distributing open source software.
Thank you, Jean-Dominique. Just to, before I open the floor and just to give some context, Jean-Dominique contacted us last year. I don't know who contacted who first, but with the interest to use this kind of software to put it on his website to show his capability as a consultant, as a small player in the software market. That's not belittling him, but as a new player in the software market, to show his expertise so that people can come into contact with him. For us, it serves our public service role as well that the software does not linger forever and is not being reused. Maybe something grand can come of it, we never know it. Other players will define it. So that's how the context emerges.
This is the first experience. It's but the first there experience. Are many other tools in your control botany.
Yes.
Tools are not used in your control botany. So,
So this is an example of a research tool which got out of use. You may wonder why Jean-Dominique can readily use it, because it was not prepared as open source and it was not released before. It was because he was involved in its development and its use before. So that's why it works. Now, in order to have bigger number of people that can do this, we would have to release early and often, of course. But that situates the situation. I have one question now which is interesting to see, because you propose to do extensions. Is it the intention to put them back into the open source?
Yes, the discussion is open and that depends on the customer. But it's always possible to distribute the new improvement for anybody who are interested in the development of this tool. The most important point is to show the HEM expertise and to know which kind of activity the HEM company are developing.
Floor is open. Anybody wants to make a comment, ask a question?
One yes. Question of clarification. Can you tell me about the license that you
yes,
chose to release?
Yes.
Maybe Burkhardt, who is responsible for licenses here in Eurocontrol Britannia, will come back to that when he will come back to the issue of what kind of license Eurocontrol would issue and
right.
has issued before.
Right.
So for this case, the license is not finalized.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll come back.
That's fine. Come back to it.
Distributing open source software is a good opportunity. But do you think it's possible to develop a system of marketing?
What do you mean of a system of marketing?
Marketing. For instance, you need to have a group of users. To have a group of users, okay. You need to...
The first step is to know which organization, which person are interested in this activity, so that will be very difficult to telephone to all the companies in the whole world, so to know if they are interested in this tool. So the first step is to put the executable binary file and the code source to the internet website. So it will be very easy with anybody to find the software.
You think that it's sufficient to put the information on the site web? It's sufficient to have user interested?
For instance, if somebody wants to have a tool, config-prov tool, the first thing that he will do, he will use the Google or another research tool with some keyword. So if you select the best keyword, the person will find your website. I agree with you,
but it's sufficient to put together different users?
Yes, this is my opinion, but this is you have to understand this is the first experience. So the first experience will show that if it's enough or not. But this is one of the first experiences in all control logic and distributed to ATM tool.
We had the experience on this question because the former CNA had made available Tekazinc, which is this graphic library I talked about previously, and also the DigiStrip license to be able to set up advanced HMI based on a tactile screen. And we experienced that we had been contacted by very various companies. Not only ATC industry companies, but also other companies which were interested in different applications derived from these advanced technologies. So, I mean, according to these two experiences, it proved to be quite efficient, but obviously we were not a private company focused on benefits, so we did not look for benefits as such. It was more focused on it's a community sharing of interest.
In our experience, open source software has been a wonderful marketing tool. We are a very, very small company, and normally really big companies would not even talk to us. But if you are maintaining an interest in open source project, you can very easily get in touch with them. You start with a small support contract, they are happy, you can improve your expertise, your reliability and so on, and then the projects grow and grow and grow. It's a very good entry point to the big players.
Okay, so that's promising. Yes?
The only thing that I would say that CHIPS is interesting, but seems to me as highly specialized software, and only a small part of the big ATC system. So I'm not sure that people will rush to get it, and that we will be able to build a community around it.
This is the main advantage of internet, that anybody in the whole world has the possibility to download the program.
That's
so in the whole world, there are many ATM companies, for instance in China, they are developing the civil aviation activity. So this is the main advantage with internet, that anybody in the whole world can download the code source and the program.
There are a lot of software available on the internet and nobody uses it.
Can I actually...
Yes. That's not enough.
Yeah. As I explained at the beginning of the presentation, this is the first experience. So it's interesting in knowing
Just putting them on the website is not enough. If you want to really build a community, you have to do more.
Yes, to
and OpenATC has shown that it's not enough.
Yes. Okay.
Could I just say one thing about that? While I agree with you that it's not a matter of if you build it, they will come. There needs to be more. I actually strongly disagree with your first comment, that because this is a subcomponent of a larger system, that works against it. I think that actually works in its favor. I would say that particularly in the early free software open source history, almost all of the big successes were small, compact components of bigger systems. I mean, if you think of things like compilers, which are useless on their own, but enable an entire chain of activity, those were the early open source success stories. So I don't think small, specialized functionality works against you. I think, in fact, it's actually tightly ingrained in the traditional open source and free software ethos. Because that's how Unix works.
A compiler, you can do many things. You can develop many things with it. With such a tool, it's too specialized in itself. A compiler is a general purpose development tool. You can develop anything with it. You can't do anything. I mean, it's too specialized. If you don't have the other components, you can't do really anything with it.
Let's put a question to Jean-Dominique. Is it too specialized, or are there ways to make it more generally useful? Can you cut it up in useful parts? That's what I've heard before on this issue. The argument being that it is a very specialized tool, there is very few usages for it. Now, is this software somehow reusable by its individual modules, and can you recombine it into other aspects? Is that one of the purposes you have there or not?
This tool is for HM organization or HM company. Maybe some other person can use this tool for other activities than the civil aviation control. But the first step is to distribute this tool. If you don't distribute this tool as an open source software, you cannot know how many persons are interested in this tool. So this is the first step. As I explained at the beginning of the presentation, this is the first experience just to know how many persons are involved in this kind of activity. But it's not possible to contact each HM organization to know if they are interested in this tool.
Yes, please.
I can answer your question if I start first experience with this tool. If I don't distribute this tool on the internal website, I don't know how many persons are interested.
Last question.
It has to have a trajectory prediction engine in it, right? So you can, right here, we can just put these two together.
We need two kinds of information, the current position of the aircraft and the flight plan information,
right,
or the trajectory predictor. So this information can be provided by radar or ADS. ADS is the next surveillance tool. Or flight plan information can be provided by global control matrix, with the telephone line and the model, or for instance with the trajectory predictor. But the trajectory predictor needs some flight plan information.
Right.
The flight plan predictor are better than the flight plan, but at the first step, you need the flight plan information from Maastricht or another ATM organization.
Okay, with that, I would like to close this discussion. Thank you very much, Jean-Dominique.
In order to facilitate the communication, I like to say that Olivier Aubert is deeply involved in PBSD, so he's one of the main actors.
Yes, I'm from Eurocontrol Britain, and I'm here not as a Eurocontrol person, but mostly as a open source software guy. I've been playing with it for like 15 years now. So.